This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's another hour, What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. For that, we thank you very much. God bless you. So thankful you're listening out there, folks. Had a great time last night at Fergus Falls with a couple hundred folks that came out just to be together. It's nice to know that there's other people in this world that think like you, you know? So you get these people all together, we're all strangers, basically, and all of a sudden we're like, singing Kumbaya. It was unbelievable. Great fun. We have four of those on tap for you. They're the Common Sense Club tours. North Dakota stops in Fargo in April, Valley City, and then also Ada, Minnesota. So mark that on your calendar. Thanks if you came out last night. We had fun. April 19th, Fargo Air Museum. May 27th in Ada and Valley City on June the 24th. So should be a lot of fun. Brought to you this hour by our friends at the University of Mary. Hey, classes start May 4th. You know, we're going to be in the 30s today. Feels a little like spring. So how about taking the first steps towards a fresh start this spring and enrolled in an undergraduate, graduate, or certificate program? If you call UMary right now, they'll waive the application fee if you mention you heard this on What's On Your Mind. They'll also find out what do you have in credits already for work you've done since you've been out of school. That counts now, too. Life experience, different things, plus go back and look at whatever education credits and put them all together and say, okay, here's what you need for your degree, and you get that fresh start. 701-355-8030. 701-355-8030 or umary.edu. All right. So this time we're going to chat with Harold Hamm, the newest doctor. Got that diploma and everything right there at the University of North Dakota Energy and Environmental Research Center on Friday. North Dakota Petroleum Council hosted a wonderful lunch there. It was just a marvelous time. Kudos to Ron Ness and the whole team for a great couple of days of meetings there and innovation and technology and resilience. Pretty amazing. And then, of course, Harold receiving that and the hockey game, everybody having a good time. Ron managed to get 70 hockey tickets to the UND hockey game. So if you need a ticket for a UND hockey game, I'd call Ron Ness. I'm just saying. I don't know anybody that's ever gotten 70 tickets for UND hockey in one game all together. Pretty darn amazing. Also, we're going to start this hour with the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, Brent Sanford, and talk a little bit about big picture. We've been talking about a lot of these things in their own little silos, if you will. One example being the land board decision recently related to royalty payments and getting the deductions right. And, you know, that's still not settled. I'm still not going to rest until the land board actually follows logic. And by the way, I know some people say, oh, fine, Scott, you're for the oil companies to steal from the students. That's what you're for. I know you, Hannon. You just big oil, big oil, big oil. You love them and you hate the kids. Give me a break. But for the oil and gas industry in North Dakota, I can't even imagine how much less there'd be in revenue for the kids. Our next guest will know. It's a huge amount. So this dispute happens to be over what they ought to pay based on a Supreme Court decision challenging how it was being paid. But these people have paid it exactly the way this land trust had asked them to pay it. They're taking advantage of a Supreme Court decision, which in my mind is wrong because of a number of issues we won't get into the weeds on, and whacking the oil companies because they can. They're greedy. They want press releases to say we got this settlement and that settlement, and they want the big bucks. That's what they want. That's no way to run a railroad because that stuff keeps adding up. And pretty soon you don't have a regulatory environment suited for the dollars it takes to get oil out of the ground. It happened before. Ask Ken Conrad. He chased oil companies out of the state. What happened? Towns shut down. So, you know, there's challenges in the oil industry in a lot of areas besides that, but, you know, this is not a time to pile on, is my point. Same thing in coal. Same thing in this effort to try and get some petrochem facilities here and a soybean facility and processing facility in Jamestown. Just a lot of things going on. And honestly, if they don't happen, and things get worse, that's not good. There's a storm cloud on the horizon. And I just think we should spend a little time talking about it and talking about how we avoid it. So that's why I asked Brent Sanford to join us on the program today. Mr. Lieutenant Governor, thanks for being here.
You're welcome, Scott. Glad to be here as always.
I'll start with a big question. I mean, is everything perfect? Is everything rosy with our economy? Do we have no worries on the horizon?
Oh, no. As you mentioned, there's a storm cloud on the horizon, and there kind of always is when you're so reliant on a few commodities like we are. When half of our governmental budget is based on oil tax revenue. We're very reliant on oil tax revenues. And obviously, our concentration of jobs are the vast majority are in agriculture and energy in the state. So these are things that we saw a lot of concern when the governor and I jumped into office in 2016 with the current federal regime under President Obama, with Waters of the U.S., Clean Power Plan. It was looking like we're having existential threats at the same time on both energy and ag at that time. And let's not kid ourselves. These threats are still there. And you look at the geopolitical shift that's happened with the Bakken production, with the Permian production, and how safe our energy supply is in this country, and what that does, not allowing gas prices to jump when there's a tax on refineries in Saudi Arabia by Iran. I mean, the geopolitical shift is amazing, and we need to be proud of what we've done to help that. But you can never rest on your laurels. And with Lynn Helms' news this last couple weeks, within the last few weeks, about the current pricing, the current technology that is known with oil and gas exploration, that we could see a leveling off within 5 years' time. Now, the important thing to remember is that doesn't mean those revenues will just stop, but the drilling could level off if the prices and current technology stays, what it is today at this kind of a status quo level. And that's what he's pointing out. And he's following EIA projections of price and, break evens, et cetera. And also the fact that Wall Street is putting a lot of pressure on the energy industry right now, not only on lack of financing availability for coal, for clean coal projects, but also you're seeing a lot of lack of financing and reduction in financing available for the small oil and gas companies that were reliant on that type of financing. The latest thing is there's actually concern about being able to have insurance coverage on coal-fired power plants. So we're constantly under assault from those that don't want to see our types of energy that we produce in this state continue forward. So we can never back off, and we have to remain diligent, Scott. And so, like what you alluded to in the beginning with regulatory environment and common sense approach to government, all these things are important as we move forward, because we have a lot more years to go before our legacy fund is up there at that permanent trust level, higher, somewhere north of what Alaska's got for permanent trust funds, where you can actually look at replacing some of these oil tax revenues with earnings, with investment earnings from the nest egg. So we've got a ways to go. We need our economy to continue the way it is for quite a while. That's why we work really hard every day at the energy value-add projects, at the ag value-add projects like the soybean crush facility, ethanol, making sure those plants are on a level playing field, et cetera. We put a lot of time into this because it's very important to keep this economy moving forward into the economy of the future.
So what do you see as the dangers of just sort of pushing too hard? I mean, think of it this way. If every community in North Dakota has their hand out and they get a $10 bill slapped in their hand, from oil and gas tax revenues, and another 10 and another 10 and another 10 and another 10, and then it's 5, and then it's 3, and then it's 1, and then it's some change, and then it's gone. Hey, what happened? I mean, is that possibility real if you're not smart about how we go forward? In other words, nobody feels sorry for an oil company. I get that. I don't want to feel sorry for an oil company, because honestly, their capital will go wherever they get the best rate of return. And if that's not here, that's sad. But it can be somewhere else. But I see what they fund. I see what the prairie dog dollars and sending money out to all energy money, majority of which coming from McKenzie County, going to every city, county, and township. And that is repeated over and over and over again in schools and bridges and water projects and everything else. What do we need to do to make sure it stays at the level, at least that it is, that, like you say, we can continue to fund the legacy fund? What's the danger here?
Well, like you said, common sense regulation is an important thing. So there's a an attitude of openness to this type of economy in our state. But second of all, you have to be careful. There's a lot of proposals that are coming forth for spending legacy fund dollars, and not only the legacy fund earnings, which required by the Constitution to have a plan for spending those dollars into the general fund, but also principal. It's possible with a two-thirds vote to tap into 15% of the principal of that endowment that we've created for our people. And that's pretty scary to think of that, because a little bit of math would tell us that we could eat that thing up in 6, 10, 12 years if you start spending 15% of the principal and all the earnings off the legacy fund. Then we have no nest egg for an economy that doesn't have this level of oil and gas revenues coming into it. So,
and the conversation that we're hearing right now, folks, this is the Lieutenant Governor of the state of North Dakota, isn't something you see in the newspaper, on the evening news or whatever, but I think it's a conversation we need to be cognizant of, just to say, hey, this, you know, there are some challenges here, and this might not always be here, so let's be smart about making sure it is. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. Your questions welcome.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Peckwich of Peckwich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Peckwich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Sunny Mines brought to you in part by Dax Diesel. CJ and the team right now, hard at it. Fixing some diesel. They're fixing themselves some diesel. That's what they do every day. If it's diesel, then you want it there so it'll move again. Even if you've got, I've heard great stories about,
you know, a diesel tractor here or a truck there, whatever that isn't running but just sitting somewhere in a shop. They get it going. They get it going again. It's amazing. 701-258-5011, DACDiesel.com. And they do house calls. They're in Bismarck, but they do house calls. More with Brent Sanford, our lieutenant governor in North Dakota. If you have a question or comment for him, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So we had to cut your last answer short. Anything else you wanted to say about that?
I think we covered it. What's next, Scott?
That's a good question. So here's my overarching urge here is to just ask people to think a little bit about, you know, what we have going right now, and it's pretty special. But there are, you know, one decision by Great River Energy, and 1,000 jobs could be affected, right? One decision by someone that is, in the middle of a Minnesota political hotbed of environmental extremism, right? We saw last week, coronavirus, in a span of days, the price of oil goes down 20%. You know, right. Imagine that when people are planning, what are they going to spend in capital and everything else? So I guess do you think that not even so much the rank and file citizens, but elected leaders throughout North Dakota understand, you know, how what kind of a thin line we're on here?
I think the legislative leadership understands, and it's a matter of then what can government do about it? So what do elected officials have at their disposal, I guess, or the tools that we would have that would be able to assist private investment decisions when they're happening in boardrooms all across the country? And so that's what we're trying to dig into is how can government help? How can state level help? How can local level help in some of these decisions? Because obviously when you get to a complicated decision like deploying capital for an oil and gas play over the entire globe or right now we are hearing in the press about a complicated decision that's coming up for Great River Energy and that Coal Creek plant up by Underwood Washburn. I mean, there's a lot of variables. There's a lot of different avenues that could be taken. And so we're trying to be encouraging of keeping the conversation moving forward. If the political situation or the economic situation for Great River Energy is such that they would rather divest of a coal generating plant that most in the industry would say is one of our top one or two plants as far as age, condition, improvements that have already been made with dry fining, with the ethanol plant co-located next door to it, utilizing the steam. There's a lot of good as far as that Coal Creek plant, and there should be some longevity out of it. So, you know, what does it look like to taking all things into consideration, like that we sit in the middle of two grids. We sit in SPP is the grid that's on the western side of the state, and that goes down towards Colorado and south of there. And MISO is the grid that's on the eastern side of the state, heads into the upper Midwest. And so, you know, is there something that can be done where if that base load is needed or would be preferred in other parts of those two grids, you know, what does it take to get between the grids? What does it take for another owner to come in and transition an asset like that? I don't know of one of those in my lifetime of what it looks like to transition an asset like that. So these are complicated questions. We're just trying to, you know, stay involved in the conversation. If there's regulatory help from DEQ, from Transmission Authority, from Industrial Commission, from Bank of North Dakota, you know, what types of levers are there available that we could help out with? So just trying to keep a conversation going. We care deeply about the economy up the Highway 83 corridor. We think this would be a very devastating blow to the economy to lose 400 or 500 jobs directly, plus the reduction of activity at the coal mine would be large. So there would be job losses there potentially. I mean, this is a concerning thing for our administration of how do we keep moving forward with these assets and the economy and industries that we have.
And don't get me wrong. I mean, there's obviously, I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. I wouldn't want to be part of any other, you know, part of the world that just so many wonderful things happen. But I feel it. I feel it. I can hear it in the sounds of the voices of our listeners when they call, when they're concerned about, you know, challenges in cattle producing and, you know, combining in January for crying out loud, and you know,
right.
A Coal Creek station that is being discussed as potentially, you know, being shut down, or the price of oil and the impacts there. So we got a lot of great things happening, but let's be wary and ready, I guess, to just go to work however we can and do whatever we can. Speaking of which, I heard that there was a planned tour for Great River Energy board members in North Dakota that was canceled because of a fear of the safety of the board members. Had you heard that?
No, I certainly haven't. I spoke to them in North Dakota at one of their last board retreats. It must have been last summer, maybe. It was, time flies, but we had a great meeting with a great group of folks, and you know, a lot of them from obviously rural co-ops and in Minnesota. And so, you know, I think a lot like we all do, and it's you know, but there's different realities with some of the louder voices over there, and also the, you know, what's coming out from state level regulation. But I certainly haven't heard anything like that, Scott.
Well, when you say what can we do about it, I mean, I think that's the right question. And from the standpoint of people, I think having them here would be great to have a recent, you know, fun dialogue. And I hope there isn't some crazy out there threatening them, and they've gotten threats because of this. I know there's plenty of rumors floating around, but I hope people will remember to, you know, be kind. And number one, if possible, you know, there's something special lined up for that event when they do tour, because I think, you know, give them the right security and make it happen, and make a good connection there. Only about a minute left, Brent. Anything else you want to tell us? Anything else I think is important for people to know that's happening right now? I know you're doing a lot of work and meeting with a lot of different folks on different projects around the drawing board, and one of those would certainly boost spirits, but tell us anything you want here.
Well, it's not very fun, but the governor's going to be on a call with the vice president on the coronavirus today, and so, you know, obviously, that's having a big effect on markets, on oil markets, on people's concern. We saw another fatality in this country, and so a lot of concern there. But just to let you know, we're working on that every day as well. And you mentioned the farming. Yes, it's very concerning when you're talking about not being able to get corn planted this spring because of how much moisture there still is in the ground. So, you know, looking at what other options there are for farmers. Is it soybeans planted later, or are there things that have to happen to the government programs? With the dates and the early plant and all these dates. And so we're busy. There's a lot going on, and I want to keep the doors of the conversation open. So thank you for the chance to come on the radio today, Scott. It's a pleasure as always.
We have the most important question left for last year, because it comes from a listener. It says, why is the lieutenant governor not called the vice governor? Never heard of a lieutenant president or a lieutenant principal.
One of the kids in the office, one of the gals I work with in the office, that's their little girl, calls me the vice governor, so maybe that would make more sense. We'll have to figure out what that would take.
I love it. Thanks a bunch, Brent. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, met with folks in the coal community and legislators concerned about the future of that particular plant. On Saturday, and that work continues. All right, when we come back, Harold Hamm, the one and only, good friend of President Donald Trump's, and America's oil champion, after this.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour, May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th is great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000. 701-237-9000 or toll free at 800-343-0093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The nation's highest court is taking up a legal challenge to the very foundation of Obamacare, the individual mandate that requires all Americans to buy insurance or pay a penalty. The Supreme Court upheld that provision back in 2012, ruling it was a legitimate exercise of Congress's taxing authority. But now Texas and 17 other red states have brought a new lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act, and a decision from the High Court on this will likely come after Election Day in November. Former President and CEO of General Electric, Jack Welch, has died today at 84. In an interview just a couple of years ago, he said he saw himself like this.
I mean, I'm an Irish kid from Salem who ends up with the greatest job in the world, and I was trying to make $10,000 to live on. I mean, I had a great run.
USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I've seen a lot of places, I've been around the world. I've seen some pretty faces, been with some beautiful girls. After all I've witnessed, one thing still amazes me.
So it's the first time we've introduced our next guest as doctor, but it is, in fact, now after a special ceremony at the University of North Dakota, an honorary degree, Dr. Harold Hamm. Congratulations, sir.
Oh, thank you very much, Scotty. I really appreciate that. I appreciate all the people here at UND. This is something that I'll cherish as long as I live, so it's just a wonderful thing.
You have always had a special place in your heart for North Dakota, especially after there was that little thing called the Bakken and the possibilities up here. But talk a little bit about your first time on North Dakota soil and what it's done for you since.
Well, I came up here actually in the mid-'80s and developed a great rapport with the state. At that time, Oil Patch was depressed and all that, but felt like that Williston Basin was a great place to look for oil. And was pleased to start finding oil up here. First fields that we found, of course, the big find, of course, was Cedar Hills. And that's the first ever field that's developed in the world with horizontal drilling. And there wasn't any fracture treatments or anything like that. It was strictly drilling horizontal laterals and using that to drain the rock and produce oil. So that was a great find, first large field of Continental found, about a 250 million barrel recoverable field, which is, very big. And we co-developed that with only one other party ever drilling wells in it. So it's just tremendous. It's just, but it showed us the potential of what horizontal drilling could do, with thin bedded reservoirs and tight rock. And so we began immediately looking for the next one. And, had our geologists concentrate and focus on finding next field with those same characteristics. And gosh, it didn't take long. 1996, we were on to the Bakken. Jim Kocik in our office, was the first one that said, gosh, this ought to work. It's just going to take some work to get figure it out. And so we've been doing that ever since. We're still figuring it out.
Was there ever a point when you just said, this is going to be big? I mean, did you ever envision that it would be, you know, the ability to tap into one of the largest fields in the world with this technology?
You know, we were there almost immediately. We were actually embracing horizontal drilling technology even before Cedar Hills. But, you know, Cedar Hills was the big test and demonstration of that. Yeah, we knew that technology would do wonders for oil exploration, and of course the biggest demonstration and example of that is the Bakken, and it's tremendous. And here we go on to dominance in the world with oil and natural gas as a result of horizontal drilling. It's tremendous. So. Yeah, it was a great revelation to us, and we're glad to play a significant role in it. And so, you know, the rest is yet to be done. There's other things to be done, and we're on to that as well.
Looking forward to hearing a little bit about that as well. But let me ask you first just a little bit more about UND and the engineering school here, the core sample library here. Talk about the assets here and how that helps you do what you do.
Well, it was we just talked here between us a minute ago about the vision that it took in the 40s to set up a core library here in North Dakota. That was before oil was found, 5 or 6, 7 years before it was found. Yet, Mr. Laird had the vision to set up a core library here at State. And no doubt that alone brought interest back to drilling here in North Dakota. And, of course, you know, the first wells were found on Ness Anticline, and it still plays a tremendous role. We probably wouldn't have Three Forks production today if it hadn't been for some of those logs. You know, stored here at the core library in the state. When we began looking at the Bakken early on and examining those cores, I and the geologists with me noticed that we had staining down in Three Forks.
Staining meaning oil?
Oil staining. And, you know, from those old cores. And we thought, wow, how did that get there? And was it significant? And the only way to know was to test it. And, of course, Continental did that. We tested it with a vice well and proved that, you know, it's a separate reservoir and very significant. So we almost doubled the size of the field, you know, with Three Forks production. And not only would it produce one bench, sometimes as many as three or four benches in a Three Forks produced. And so today, we drill Bakken wells, we drill Three Forks wells, all in one unit. And it's been something. But if it hadn't been for the core that we looked at early days, who knows when that would have been discovered.
So we get roughly about 10% of the oil that's in the rock up now, right? Does that go to 15? Does that go to 20? What does the future hold?
Well, we're actually getting more than 10. We felt like beginning that we'd only get 3 to 5. So that grew and became 10, and now we're seeing upwards toward 20%. But the difference is that instead of getting 20%, you'd like to double that. You'd like to get 40, or it was secondary or tertiary. So there's ways to do that. You know, as far as the best technique, nobody's settled on that yet. And for sure, we don't know that would happen until it's tested. You know, people are trying pilots, which means a test in an area, but we haven't come up with, you know, that formula yet. So we'll keep working to do that.
What do you want, if you could sketch it yourself and orchestrate it, what would the future hold in the industry? What's it going to look like 20 years from now?
You know, the industry has a lot of work to do explaining its need and position in the world, and we're going to be using hydrocarbons for the next 50 years, particularly oil and gas, and as we go forward. We need to be on a trajectory that's solid going forward, and shouldn't be government mandated this, that, or the other. We certainly don't want to get off in the wrong direction, such as we did, you know, with the Carter administration in the late 70s. That put us on absolutely the wrong trajectory. So we need to make sure that we're doing all the right things as we go forward, and certainly the oil and gas industry, with what we found today, has done more to reduce the pollution in the U.S. We've rolled back pollution in the air some 15%, you know, from 2006 till now. So that's tremendous. You know, we're back to the 90s levels, with where pollution was at that time. So clean burning natural gas can do so much. And this Bakken oil, let me tell you, this fine, light, sweet crude is tremendous. It's helping us, and it's just exactly what the doctor ordered. Low sulfur, has no sulfur in it at all. And, for the ships, with the Maritime Act that was passed and began the first of this year, that's tremendous. That's exactly what they need. It was absolute low sulfur, no sulfur, light sweet crude, and fuel oil. And so that's what this gave. So it's IMO, as we call it, International Maritime Order. It just fit the bill. So here again, reducing pollution in the world.
The president, your friend, President Trump, and how he's doing, really amazing to watch. Our listeners love him, support him mightily, and are appalled at, how the Democrats and others that try to stop him, including using the coronavirus to, talk down the market. How's he doing?
Our president's doing wonderfully well. He's done so many great things. We all feel it. The economic impact worked out just exactly like he thought it would. There's been only three presidents that had the vision, foresight to lower taxes, and in order to see a response by the economy. The first of those was Coolidge in the 1920s, and had the Roaring Twenties as a result. Later on, they changed all that. Guess what happened? We had a meltdown. You can't do that. And as we found out then, and certainly Reagan did the same thing. And, a huge turnaround from the Jimmy Carter days to response Reaganomics, as we all understand. And here we are again. The economy has done tremendously well. I'm so glad that it did. You ask yourself, where would we be today, if we didn't have a decent economy faced with what now may be some sort of a pandemic? You couldn't withstand it. Today we can. We all hate to see markets go down. But that's probably the way it's going to be for a month or two. We'll get the handle on this and go forward. And later on, we'll think, gosh, that was kind of one of the worst flus we've had. But we'll get by it and go on.
Harold Hamm, America's oil champion, joining us for a chat moments after receiving an honorary degree. He's a doctor now. From the University of North Dakota. All right, we'll take a short break, come back with more on What's on Your Mind. And we have more of that conversation with Harold. Just a couple minutes left to finish up on that. And also get to any of your calls, questions, or comments in our final segment of What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters of Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
I'm Jim, I'm IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicle. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains, stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube. Or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on Your Mind is powered by Schwann, Buick, GMC.com. Huge savings on 2019 closeouts. There are still seven GMCs left, so you can get 2019s. So you can get a great deal on that. Heck, we're just around the corner from some 2021s, and your warranty is for a lifetime. A lifetime of protection at no extra cost on those new Buicks, GMCs, and late model used cars, too. Find out more at Schwann, Buick, GMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour, more of our conversation, just about a minute or so left with Harold Hamm after his induction. I keep saying induction because it sounds like a Hall of Fame, but I guess there's a word for it, and I can't remember what it is when you receive an honorary degree, but he got it, and he's now Dr. Harold Hamm. So we look forward to that conversation finishing in just a moment here. What happened to the truth? somebody called that was not happy with the conversation and said they wanted to tell us the truth. And Daniel said, what's your name? And what'd they say, Daniel, when you said, what's your name?
They said the truth.
Well, the person's name was the truth. I see.
So is he a rapper?
So confident in the truth, they're going to...
Or a wrestler? Yeah. R-Truth? Wrestler? There you go. Yeah.
I don't know.
Wrestler,
I
mean, or rapper?
I'd be a little nervous to take a call from the truth. You know, you never know. Like, okay, is it time? I don't know. What's going on here? The truth.
Well, I'd be curious, but...
Yeah, I love the
don't
truth.
Don't just buy it, but yeah.
But you know what? He hung up, so it must not have been the truth!
Yeah, it was a lie! It was a lie!
Yeah! Okay, here it is. I got the song for you then. You know what they say about those who are liars? Liars.
Yeah, he must be. Yep. Exactly right. A liar, liar, pants on fire. Exactly right. I had the honor of meeting Harold Hamm back in 2008 or 9, I think. I was in a meeting with Kevin Cramer one time. We were just talking about different energy stories that were percolating at the time. And this would have been 2007, 2008. He was on the Public Service Commission. And he said, Harold Hamm is somebody you should meet and get to know. And I interviewed him one time on the radio. And after we got done with the interview, one of the staff members called back and said that Mr. Hamm thinks the two of you are kindred spirits, and he'd like to invite you to get together. I'd said at the end of the interview, hey, I'd love to have a cup of coffee with you sometime. So he invited me down to Oklahoma City for a cup of coffee, and I spent a few days down there, and I really learned so much about the oil industry and what it takes and the innovation and the technology. It was unbelievable. I mean, I went to school. It was so fun, and I got to know Harold a little bit better and have over the years gotten to know him. And, you know, he's never been a business partner or, you know, a lot of people think, oh, yeah, you just say those things because he gives you money. I've never gotten a cent from the man. I mean, he is a champion for the industry. And anybody that's interested in the industry is a friend. I've spent some time with him. And so I really enjoyed the time I've got to know him. And I also think it's very fun because there was one time that I remember Donald Trump talking a lot about OPEC being the problem with, you know, oil prices and the Bakken, what was holding us back. And I asked Harold, I said, now Trump is saying OPEC. Now this was when Trump was businessman, and I think he was a surrogate for Mitt Romney, and we interviewed the then Donald Trump. He wasn't president yet, and he was talking about OPEC. And Harold said, it's not OPEC. It's much bigger than just OPEC setting prices, and talked about the regulatory side. And so they got together, and that friendship has bloomed. And when we took a break, we were talking a little bit about Harold and his point on what the president has done to the economy to now withstand a crisis. You don't know when it's going to come. You don't know when it's going to come. Coronavirus, market bottom falls out, you know, panic everywhere. Thanks in large part to Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself. So we are lucky to have had the economy we had when this happened, and as he says, short time, it'll be a distant memory. But here's more of his comments on President Trump.
We need the wonderful leadership of a man like Donald Trump. We're very lucky to have had him. And you're right, the Democrats are absolutely desperate. You know, democratic socialism. Who'd have thought? I wouldn't have dreamed I'd have ever heard those words here in America, that we are and the extreme left is pushing that forward. But, you know, it's not going to go very far, and they are desperate.
Are you confident in his reelection?
I am very confident in this reelection. You see five or six people there that are scrambling all over themselves and really not getting any one of them getting any footing. I'm very confident that the president will win. I think North Dakota, of course, will be play a big role in that again. It did last time. We all remember that. Coming up here and the final few delegates he needed. Signed on back to him. I'll never forget that day. And he won't either. He won't either. He's very, very proud of North Dakota.
Harold Hamm, America's oil champion. And thank you to John Pierce, who just texted me. Investiture is the word I've been searching for all morning.
Investiture.
Yeah. Not induction.
Exactly what the word is, yes.
Investiture. Exactly right. A wonderful, wonderful day. And John reminds me that we brought Harold to Concordia College, March 10th, 2010. Our world will never be the same, including Bill Gates. Then he brought Bill Gates there for another event. So North Dakota's a good friendship with him for sure. Bob Harm sends a note. Tell Harold hello and congratulations. I had to tell him hello from a lot of folks, as a matter of fact, on Friday, but we did that. We did that for sure. All right, folks. Oh, it feels like this was a two-minute show with so much to talk about. We'll get into Super Tuesday stuff tomorrow and get right back at it. Remember, call the Oasis Petroleum Hotline 24-7. God bless you.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.